Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
California hopes to become the first state in the nation to effectively reduce climate change gases. By state law, California must cut climate change emissions to what they were in 1999. The state's come up with a plan, and in Los Angeles, officials have just held their first public meeting to discuss the details. But as Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports, some who attended say the plan doesn't go far enough.
If you take all the emissions from cars, trucks, power plants, buildings, cows, everything in California, and divide it by the number of residents, you get 14 tons of gases per person per year. That must be chopped down to 10 tons.
This is equal to taking 28 million cars off the road by 2020. Even to put it another way, it's like shedding the entire emissions inventory of the state of Missouri, the 15th largest emitter of all the U.S. states.
That's Tim O'Connor of the Environmental Defense Fund, just one of dozens to testify at this first hearing on California's broad plan to cut CO2 emissions from everything. Fran Padley spoke up early in the hearing. She's the former fifth grade teacher and former assemblywoman who, in her first term, shepherded California's earliest climate change law through the state legislature.
We are all part of history. When this legislation was passed, I hadn't realized how quickly we are facing tangible evidence of climate change directly to California. And probably the most direct impact has been our wildfires, year-long wildfire seasons.
And Pavley, who now travels and speaks as a climate change guru, urged officials to face up to one of the country's thorniest problems, the long distances people drive from home to work.
How do we incentivize cities and builders to change from continuing Californians' pattern of sprawl and dependence on the automobile, instead of creating those walkable neighborhoods and towns linked by effective public transit?
Addressing the reality of how many miles we drive, of land use, is more complicated than cutting emissions from a factory. And more people took the podium for this issue than any other. Michael Wu spoke for a new coalition that's come together on this issue to try to end the era of distant suburbs built without taking into account the ensuing car exhaust. Wu took officials to task for giving this problem short shrift.
The emissions reduction target for the land use sector set by the draft plan is abysmally low. Because transportation is the largest single source of greenhouse gas emissions, and because our sprawling land use patterns are a prime cause of our overuse of automobiles and our overdependency on gasoline, the draft plan's light touch on land use means that the plan misses this historic opportunity to directly address one of California's main contributions to climate change.
Wu and several others pleaded with officials to put a ceiling on emissions from each town or region. That would force local authorities to reduce sprawl and increase buses and trains. Pam O'Connor is an L.A. County Transit Board member and a city councilwoman from Santa Monica. She and others said public transit needs to be properly funded as it's increasingly part of the climate change solution.
Funding is being reduced at a time when it's most needed and at a time when the transit sector is experiencing record ridership.
As climate action advances and activities shift toward lower carbon options like buses and trains, some of those options will see their emissions increase. O'Connor insisted communities with mass transit must be credited for their success.
We use energy, but the people who use our services would have otherwise driven. So by using transit, they save hundreds of thousands of tons of CO2 from being released.
Particularly if those fleets run on natural gas.
Our transit buses are as clean as we can get them. We're the nation's largest clean fleet. The buses are 97% cleaner than diesel. We have 1.8 megawatts solar power, the largest renewable energy provided in the U.S. transit industry.
Some businesses are also speaking up for mass transit. Carolyn Cassavan is CEO of an environmental consulting firm.
As an employer, I'm concerned about my employees being able to get to work as gasoline prices continue to rise.
California's path towards cutting 80% of emissions by 2050 will take clearer form over the summer. The state predicts these changes will save $2 billion in health costs avoided, but there will be significant costs for some players in the short term, and as those costs come into focus, the discussion will doubtless get more heated. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet.